This is Chris Bleck on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. Thanks for listening to the Bleck and Abdallah podcast. It's presented by Coors Light. Stay inside and buy your Coors Light online. Find out how at get.coorslight.com. Coors Light.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
This is Bleck and Abdallah on ESPN 1000.
Peace up. A-Town.
Bleck and Abdallah here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. Starting on Sunday, The Last Dance featuring the Chicago Bulls. The final championship series of the Chicago Bulls will debut April 19th, Sunday. It will go until they get to Sunday, May 17th. For the next month, Abdallah, we get to consume episodes of The Last Dance. It is a 10-part documentary series and is brought to you by Coors Light. All coverage here on ESPN 1000 is brought to you by Coors Light of The Last Dance. Stay inside and buy your Coors Light online. Find out how at get.coorslight.com. Coors Light, take time to chill. So, Abdallah, this starts this Sunday. It goes for a month. Each and every time that you and I host here on ESPN 1000, we are going to bring to you a new segment called Bulls Backstory. And what we're going to do is we're going to take one moment of the Jordan years, the Bulls championship years, and we're going to take something out of it, and we're going to kind of dissect it. We're going to kind of look at it from a different angle, and we're going to talk about that one moment and kind of give it its own credit, its own due, and maybe just kind of see where it goes, right? And tonight's item for Bulls Backstory, Bleck and Abdallah here on ESPN 1000, we're going to 1991, the NBA Finals, Game 2. We all know the highlight, right? It's the highlight of Jordan switching hands. Here it is on NBC.
The look away to Livingston. Jordan. Oh, a spectacular move by Michael Jordan. That's 13 consecutive field goals. And a timeout has been called.
Looks like Michael Jordan is trying to find a way to miss his shot. Instead of taking the easy one, he tries to make it hard and still comes up. He said it to the fans, I love it.
So Mike Fratello, Marv Albert in their prime on NBC, the NBA on NBC. So that's from 1991. It's the play that you know, right? It's the very first highlight of the championship years that people go to. And most times, it is the only highlight people show from the 1991 finals where the Bulls beat the Lakers. Now, if you just take that one highlight and you look at that highlight and you compare it to, say, Russell Westbrook driving down the court with a tomahawk slam dunk, or James Harden doing his shimmy out 40 feet from the basket, burying a three-point shot, turning around to go to the defensive end, or Steph Curry going on his barrage of three-pointers we've seen in recent years, you'd say to yourself, man, that Jordan highlight from 91, it's a bit mundane. It's not that impressive. Okay, he switched hands in air and laid it up on the other side of the glass, something we see NBA players do almost every single game, right? Like, it's not that impressive of a highlight as a single item. But after you kind of look at it with a broader context, there's actually much more meaning to why it was so important at the time.
There are two highlights, Chris, that when you said, hey, we're going to do this segment, we're going to look back at Bulls moments, and there are two highlights where
that stick out for you?
That stick out that I wish, that is with this caveat, that I wish Twitter was around for, right? That I wish happened in the Twitterverse. This one, the switching hands,
yep,
and Pippen's dunk on Patrick Ewing.
Yeah, it's a great one.
Those are the two. Because imagine Twitter going nuts when Jordan switched hands. He was going to dunk. It's a mundane highlight. You have that kind of body control switch hands
in mid-air. If you really pull it up, though, it's, you see NBA players do it frequently. What he does is something guys do. Like at the time it was. So let me set this up. This is why it has so much meaning. On a single highlight, it is a bit mundane. It's a bit simple. It's not impressive. When you look at what Jordan does, he has dunks in games 3, 4, and 5 against the Lakers where he's on the wing and he takes one dribble and gets immediately past his defender, Byron Scott, gets to the lane, sees Vlade Divac, goes around him and slams over him. He has way more impressive plays within the series than this one where he switches hands in midair and lays it up. Mm-hmm. But I feel like the context here is what makes this highlight so important, so impactful. So if we go back to the series at the time, game one, the Bulls lose that game 93-91. The Lakers win it on a 3-point shot from Sam Perkins at the end. Jordan had a shot to win it. He missed. So this was a home game, first finals game in Chicago. Bulls lose. The Lakers controlled the pace. Magic Johnson dictated the tempo in the fourth quarter, and basically the Lakers just kind of controlled everything, and the Bulls were not allowed to be athletic. They were not allowed to get out defensively, create steals, get their fast break layups and slam dunks, and that's just not who they were in this finals run, because in that playoff run, they were by far the best defensive team in all basketball.
Yeah.
But the Lakers slowed down the pace so much that it grinded to a halt, and really the Lakers in game one took the Bulls out of what they wanted to do. So we go into game two, and in game two, it was a game where the Bulls were just kind of taking it to the Lakers, right? They scored 38 points to 26 in the third quarter. Everything was starting to turn. You saw guys pumping their fist. You saw guys celebrating, and it seemed to be something more than just a mundane layup. Let's go back to the intro. Remember Bob Costas back in the day? He would give you those great intros before the music would hit. This is
now
how
you get celebrities to do it and stuff like that.
Bob Costas, the OG, right? He would give you the intro. He would set the scene. He would give you the stakes. What's at stake, right? Not on the grill, but end the game. He would tell you what's going on. So here's Bob Costas. Listen to how he sets the scene for the Chicago Bulls heading into game two. Here it is, Bob Costas. This is how they welcomed the broadcast to America. Here it is, Game 2 of the NBA Finals on NBC.
The Chicago Bulls and their fans have now had 3 days to wonder, what kind of cruel, fickle game is this? Sunday afternoon, they led the Lakers by 2 points with half a minute to play. The worst they could expect was a tie and overtime, right? But then suddenly, there was Magic Johnson and Sam Perkins. A concussion in Chicago Stadium.
He's got it! He went for the shot from downtown to take the lead.
It was a cold flash that reminded the Lakers are tested, experienced in these situations. The Bulls are in the finals for the first time. Still, the home fans caught a breath. Okay, we've seen this before. We've got Michael Jordan. Michael will take the last shot. And he did, except... So tonight, knowing the next three games are in Los Angeles, the Bulls face a must-win. If they don't get it, their passionate fans could be seeing the last game in this building until November. That's how cruel and fickle the game can be at this level, the NBA Finals.
It hits different, right?
The 90s were a time, man.
Coming at you. They were like in a box flying at the screen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The music on his intro is so good that, like, vaguely Knight Rider theme.
Some highlights. Don't worry, Bob Costas is coming back.
This is the NBA on NBC, the 1991 NBA Finals.
Ooh, so tonight, good.
Game two between the Los Angeles Lakers and the Chicago Bulls.
An early June night in the Windy City. The view from outside Chicago Stadium, home of Michael Jordan and his Bulls. Their opponents in the finals arrived an hour and 45 minutes prior to the tip, led by Game 1 hero Sam Perkins and their other series headliner, Magic Johnson. A minute or so later, Jordan stepped out of his car, hoping for a second chance to send the stadium fans into basketball ecstasy. The Chicago faithful will fill this stadium for the 190th consecutive time. It is, no doubt, the most important game of that sellout streak. The atmosphere here before Sunday's opener was giddy, almost carnival-like. And while there's plenty of excitement and passion here right now, there is also tension, because the simple arithmetic is this. No team has ever lost the first two games in the NBA Finals on their home court and then gone on to win the title. Hello, everybody. I'm Bob Costas, along with Pat Riley.
I left that little part in there because I just thought it was fitting. Pat Riley sitting next to Bob Costas, breaking it up. By the way, Riley, a pro. Like, he just stepped off the court as a head coach into the booth, right, with Costas. Pro.
That's because, okay, would you ever think that Pat Riley wouldn't be smooth as anything?
Solid pro. So here's the deal, right? The scene was set. The stakes were high.
Yeah.
No team has ever bounced back from 0-2, losing at home in the NBA Finals to win. Mm-hmm. Tension there. I left that clip after the music hit because I feel like Costas really set the scene of the vibe of the city heading into Game 2. How did Game 2 play out? The Bulls played well in the first half. Jordan got in foul trouble. Pippen started guarding Magic Johnson, and all of a sudden, the Bulls' defense came alive. Turnovers leading to fast break points. Mm-hmm. Buckets. John Paxson hitting shot after shot after shot wide open. The Bulls were rolling. They were in the fourth quarter, and that's when you get this highlight.
The look away to Livingston. Jordan. Instead of taking the easy one, he tries to make it hard and still comes up. He said it to the fans. I love it.
So there's Fratello, that go to timeout. 13 consecutive field goals from Michael Jordan, right? Mm-hmm. This is the thing that I picked up on watching this game. Listen, guys get a lot of crap in today's game for taunting, for shimmying, for talking to their opponents, for cheering with their fans. Every bucket that went down in the second quarter and the third quarter into the fourth of that contest, the Bulls players on the court, they knew they won the series. It was game two. Mm-hmm. They knew the series was over. They were the better team, and they could tell. And then if we get back to the conversation, if I said it, it was a mundane highlight if you take that one individual highlight. It's mundane. If you add all the context that we have now given you, here is also additional information to why it probably blew up the way it did. The clip we just played was NBC going to commercial break. Here is NBC taking up the broadcast out of the commercial break.
The tongue is out. Something bad about to happen to the Lakers. It's Michael Jordan taking off for the deuce. It almost looked as if he remembered the slam dunk competition from a few years ago and starts out with the flying one-hander and says, no, I used that one already to win the slam dunk. Let me change up and entertain a little bit right now. Woo! He liked it himself. Bill Jackson, I kind of like having that guy on my team. Scott Williams, an observer, and he can't believe it.
Michael Jordan has hit his last 13 field goal attempts. We have Mr. Stats Elliot Kalb, our crack statistician, checking the record books. During the course
Listen
of regular season play, Will Chamberlain once went 15
back on the court. Listen to the stadium in
a game
background.
Against the LA Lakers. That was back in January of 67. That was in one game, 15 for 15. Jordan has not been perfect as he missed two early. Worthy now has 22 in the Bulls with a 97-73 lead. In the playoffs, the highest field goal percentage for a game, Larry McNeil of Kansas City, Omaha, went 12 for 12 in a playoff game. Now Jordan is 14 for 16. Here he goes again, and this time not able to hit. So that streak ends at 13 in a row.
So there it is, Marv Albert and Mike Fratello on the NBC broadcast back from 1991. So the reason why out of the commercial break I wanted to play that, they showed four different camera angles out of the timeout after Jordan changed hands and made the layup. So my point is, single highlight, a bit mundane. But when you add the context that NBC immediately on the game broadcast showed it four different times out of the break, and they showed Phil Jackson's reaction, they showed Scott Williams' reaction, who was arms in the air walking away from the basket when Jordan made the bucket, and Jordan pumping his fist. When you combine all of that, it was Jordan, not only was he the best player in the league, but basically saying, I'm going to take a title here, and this team's coming with me, and the city's coming with me. And NBC noticing the moment and then throwing it at us every opportunity. If you go on to watch the rest of the games from the 91 finals, they show that highlight over and over and over again. And they don't just show it with the one angle. They show it with other angles. The angles that they just showed coming out of commercial break. Mm-hmm. So, like, they saw the moment and they blew it up. And that, to me, is why it became such an iconic highlight. Alone, it's a bit mundane. But when you add all the context and the backstory, I think it is much bigger than that.
Yeah, I think that if you look at the context of it, and like you said, you know, there's a lot of moments where Jordan kind of made it known in the NBA that this was his time. And this is kind of when, you know, obviously in the finals against the Lakers, this is when it kind of became, all right, Magic, this is like, it's my time now. Like, yeah. you had a great, obviously Magic, a Hall of Famer, one of the best players ever in the NBA. But now, it's my time. And that was kind of the moment that in that series where it turned and you were like, oh, okay, this is, the Bulls are going to win. Like, yeah, the Bulls are going to win a final.
Think about coming into that NBA Finals. MJ won, you know, Magic won the 87 MVP. Jordan won the 88 MVP. Magic won back-to-back in 89 and 90 MVPs. And then Jordan won the 91 MVP.
Exactly.
And these two individuals are meeting in the finals. So the two guys collecting all the MVP trophies, squaring off, Magic clearly not at his prime anymore, and MJ entering his prime. So, Black and Abdallah, that is our Bulls backstory for tonight. And The Last Dance on Sunday night on ESPN, the documentary series, will debut on Sunday night. And all the coverage here on ESPN 1000 is brought to you by Coors Light. Stay inside and buy your Coors Light online. Find out how at get.coorslight.com. Coors Light, take time to chill. Why is Michael Jordan releasing this doc? Why is he releasing the documentary now? He's had the tapes for a long time. Why are they coming out now? We'll talk about it next.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.